بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم. Firstly, with regard to the brief explanation of the poems that we read in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to increase our concentration and devotion, and to make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat to make this poem, to make the zikr effective for us. The first poem we learnt already: Let dil mera ho jai ek meedane hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye ab o gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi ut jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar, deko jidar. In other words, the first thing is focus ourselves. That, oh Allah, I'm making the zikr, empty my heart of all the wrong thoughts that I have and all other imaginations. Empty my heart and you come into my heart. And this body of mine now, instead of just being sand and water, and it got no value, but I think I got a lot of value. No, there is no value in my body until dard dil ho. The pain of your heart, or the pain of my heart, that is your love, doesn't come into my heart. So let that love of yours come into my heart, let it penetrate my heart. Then a person will realize that is his value, and now he will realize, I am useless. In front of Allah, where have I got any value? Otherwise, like this, a person living in a dream world. And then, now a person realizes that ghair se bilkul hi ut jaye nazar. That now I must take my attention away from everything else besides Allah. Ghair, everything else besides Allah. Nothing can help me, nothing can do anything for me besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah, tu hi tu aye nazar, deko jidar. That wherever I see now, I only see Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that should be what zikr should be bringing into my heart, into my life. The next poem that we read, that is, Ilahi dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe, siwai tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. Ilahi, O my Allah, O my Creator, my Sustainer, my Deity, there is nobody for me besides you. Dil mein, in my heart, ghair ka asar na rahe. The effect of anybody else besides you shouldn't have effect in my heart. That I shouldn't think that if I don't take this medicine, I won't get, my headache won't get cured. I won't get cured. If I don't go to the doctor, how am I going to get better? If I don't go to the business, how am I going to get my risk, etc.? No, let my attention and let my, no effect of anybody besides you in my heart, O Allah. Siwai tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. Again, we beg Allah Ta'ala that, O Allah, besides you, I don't have my focus and attention to anybody else besides you. Whatever I do, you use the means also, but you know that means can only have effect by the command and the will of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala give us this correct understanding, and we make our zikr correctly, then we'll see our object and purpose of life will come right, and then we'll understand what is real enjoyment of life. And for our whole life to come right, this important aspect with regard to our salah. After iman, the most important thing is namaz. And Allah Ta'ala has prescribed the salah not just as a prescription, not just so that we come in like a duty, but this Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, قَدْ أَفْلَهَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِئُونَ. That all types of our success is only in salah. But we have to do a proper course in that, then we'll come to understand and realize what is salah all about and the great advantages, and then we'll be eager a person will be eager to go and perform his salah, knowing fully well that only in this is my success. But unfortunately, myself, first of all, we don't know the value of salah, and then even if we are performing salah, we are just reading namaz. We're not establishing and perfecting our namaz, so we don't get the benefit, and we think, ah, there's no benefit in namaz. Then how I'm not benefiting? They say that namaz will do this, but it doesn't do for me nothing. Because we don't follow the instructions, we're not doing the cause, etc. And then we don't have current, so that is why we don't have this benefit. So Sufi Iqbal Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, who reprinted this kitab and added footnotes. He said, in order to get the reality of namaz and just understand this bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi, first of all, you must understand 5 points. So we said, Noor, which he termed it as Noor. Last Thursday, we mentioned that there are 4 Noors. We made a mistake, there are 5 Noors actually. The first Noor is, that we are busy discussing, is that a person has to make properly, he has to do a course in Zikr and Shaghal. In other words, he has to make a proper course under the direction and under the supervision of a proper Sheikh. And the best thing is, take that. You take that, you'll make it more serious and you'll be conscious properly. And then with the instructions and the guidance of a Sheikh, now you will see that your direction will start coming right. Your focus will start coming right in namaz. Otherwise we think that we are on the right direction, but we are on the wrong direction. And that is why we are not getting concentration. We are not focusing. Our whole life there is no focus. And the example Hazrat gives so beautifully, like Monday morning, early in the morning, a person who spends his weekend in all filth and dirt and drugs and intoxicants, and that Monday morning he still Baba laughs and he wants to go to work like that. And he doesn't even see which on-ramp he took off the highway. He went on the off-ramp, but he's going in that direction, opposite direction. And now he is driving on the highway and cars are coming all opposite to him. And he doesn't even realize this, because his direction is totally wrong and his mind is also, he's still not even concerned, and he doesn't even know that my direction is wrong. So he hears on the radio traffic alert that people are phoning in now. Be careful, there's one person on the road that is on the opposite direction, is a terrible hazard, he will cause a heavy problem and accident. So he's also listening. And he phones in, he says, there's not one person, there's a lot of people on the opposite direction. So that is it, that when we just performing our namaz like that, we think that everybody is in the opposite direction, and I'm okay, but we are far from that. So when a person does this course, then a person will realize, your direction comes right, and then, Allahu Akbar, a person, as your direction comes right already, you'll see a difference in your attitude already. Now when you're going for namaz already, you got no time to talk to anybody. Somebody stop you also, you say, not now, after namaz we'll see. And you won't have time to talk to anybody. And not only in namaz, now your whole life will be like that. No time to waste talking and the unnecessary wasting time and trivial discussions and worse, layani, wasteful, unnecessary talk, and that leads into haram, etc. Then a person will never able to progress. So first, when you do this course of zikr and shaghal, that is spiritual exercises as directed by the Sheikh, and this is not some spiritual exercises what we thinking that you go to the gym. This is basic, our zikr, etc., our tilawat, attending the majalis which the Sheikh will prescribe. And if you follow that, inshallah, now you see your thoughts are coming into the right direction. And then you start coming and enjoying coming to the majlis. Then slowly you'll see, now you'll get enjoyment for salah, etc. And that is what now you start what is called getting nisbat, some connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. A great sheikh of his time also, the great murid of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Khaja Azizul Hasan Majroob Rahmatullah Alayhi. He was an ordinary person. He was in the time of the British, he had a high government post, what they call a deputy collector, like a top counselor. But he became bare to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And he became such a respectable and honorable person that even ulama used to sit in his gathering. And when he used to be there, ulama never used to talk, he used to talk. And many of these zikrs that we read, he used to read it, and because of that, now he carried on in the ummah. So one day he asked his sheikh, that Hazrat, that how will we know that we got connection and nisbat with Allah Ta'ala? We come and do our zikr, we do our what we are told, then how we can know whether we got nisbat, this connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat? So beautifully, and that is why we need the company of the mashayikh. Simple things we won't understand, and we think it's a big thing. They're going to give us a big lecture about it. But how simple, they'll just explain, and then you'll realize what is it. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said so beautifully, Are Khaja Saab, When you became matured, did anybody have to tell you you are matured? Say, no, Hazrat, I know now I'm matured. Then he says, now when you became matured, didn't you see the change in your life now? Now you're not playing with the children that are playing marbles and top, etc. Now you go, what is, you're standing, before you come out of the house, you're standing in front of the mirror. You're even seeing your topi is at the right angle, and your hair must be sticking out, etc. Now you're asking your mother, give me a hanky, I don't want to wipe my nose on my sleeve, on my hand, etc. Now your friends are also changed. Now you want to move with those friends who got cars, and they are playing music. And now your attention is no more to all these marbles, etc. Now you want to look at the girls walking in the street, etc. So he says that is your outward maturity. Your real maturity is when you get connection with Allah. Now you see your whole attitude will change. Now your friends, those friends of yours say, let's go fishing. No, I have to go majlis. What is in? And they'll tell you, you're stupid. You say, you don't know what's in fishing. What's in the majlis, you don't know. So that is why we have to do the course. Then you'll see when your direction come right, now you're not going in the wrong direction. Your friends will change. Our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, Tumara kirdar badal jayega. Your whole way of life will change. Guftar badal jayega. Your talking will start changing. You yourself will be, people will be surprised. This man just used to talk anyhow, and now he's talking with adab, with respect, etc. Your walking will change, etc. So a person who does this course, then Hazrat Sufi Iqbal Sahib says, that wo apne batini madaris mein bahut tarakki kar sakte hain. That in his internal progress with Allah Ta'ala, he'll able to progress abundantly. Spiritually, he'll able to go climb the stages now. He'll able to climb the step ladder. And every time he comes to a majlis and he makes his zikr, he'll realize, I thought I'm making zikr, but I never. You'll come to the majlis, you'll hear the same examples. You say, I thought I heard it, but I didn't. Now you hear it in a different way. So as you progress, as a child also progress, then he starts realizing, and thus progress will carry on. Allahu Akbar. Once we met a person, 70 years old, he came home. And then he said, today I'm 70 years, but what my father told me when I was 17, it only strikes my mind now. So you'll only become mature then. We just have to carry on. And then you realize all the beautiful advices that they gave us. So in this way, Hazrat says that you'll able to climb the stairs, but jo tareeq nabuwat se tareeqa tarakki karne ke mukhtalif zarai mein hum aise ek aham zariya hai, that from the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the method of progressing and going high in, and progressing to Allah Ta'ala, there are many ways, but this is one very important way. This way which Allah said, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be with the real pious servants. Connect yourself and see, this is one of the easiest ways. Otherwise, don't say that this is the only way. Don't ever say that this is the only work of deen. Only if you do this, then you're getting close to Allah. Only if you come khanka, only if you're going jamaat. No, there are many ways to get closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat, as we explained, as amount of the breadth of all the creation. And many people, some people get close to Allah just going in jihad. Some people just doing social welfare work. Some people doing other work. So never ever think that that person don't know what is connection. Everybody got, but the easiest way and the most effective way is this cause that Allah Ta'ala has commanded. And we see Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, why are they called Sahaba? They were the best musallis in the world. They were the best mujahid. But how they became that best mujahid? How they became those best musallis? When they came in the sohbat, in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When that nur of iman penetrated, now when they sat in the company, and this is what is meant, just company of the mashayikh. So Allah give us proper understanding. Otherwise, Sufi Sahib mentions further now, warna be ruh namaz, na tariqe wilayat mein mu'sir hai, aur na tariqe nabuwat mein mu'tabar hai. If you don't do this course, you'll be reading namaz, everything, but there won't be life in your namaz. And you'll think, hey, I make lot of ibadat. I went out in jamaat, I'm an adim, I'm teaching, I make my namaz so much. What these people are talking, that my namaz is nothing. You won't even know that you got no life in namaz. Like a person in coma, he doesn't know he's like a dead person. He thinks he's still living, but he's a dead person. And same thing like myself, that I think I'm reading namaz, but there's still no life in that namaz. It's like that young boy, his father told him, get married, buy all the appliances. That he's got all the appliances, but no current.
And he is boasting, I got the latest appliances, but he can't even on his aircon. He can't, because there's no current. So this is, he says, it won't be even considered to be in the part of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, and Allah's command, that sit in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, then you'll get start getting this current. Yahi hal tariqe nabuwat, ya tariqe nabuwat ke dusre amal, masalan tilawat Quran Pak, jihad, tabligh wagaira ka hai. And this is the same same condition with regard to all the other amal of deen. A person can be making a lot of tilawat of Quran Kareem, but you still didn't do a course in zikr, and you didn't do a course to train yourself getting connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. You'll read a lot of tilawat, you'll be finishing khatam, but it won't have effect in your heart. And that tilawat won't have effect on people also. So similarly, even going out in jihad also, a person will go out and we hear one of the biggest wa'id and one of the biggest curses of Allah Ta'ala and warning. A person goes out in jihad and he wants to show his bravery. So you're doing a great action, but there's no life in it. In fact, your direction is totally wrong. So similarly, in all the other actions, a person goes out in jamaat, and generally this is where we have a mistake, a misconception. I'm an old worker, etc. But you see, you still, the deen hasn't still come in your life. For your own family, Allahu Akbar, people have told us, or even family members, a daughter says, my father is regularly out in the path of Allah, but not one day he told me the importance of namaz. So you still haven't even have concern of your own family, and you think, no, I'm paban with my chilla, etc. Similarly, you can be teaching, Allahu Akbar. Our mashayikh have mentioned that, and our dada shaykh mentioned so beautifully, that if a person doesn't make his own wazifas, then he won't have effect in teaching others also. Allahu Akbar. So that effect you won't get. Otherwise we see the mashayikh, the ulama of Dioban, it is mentioned in the early days, that their nur of iman and zikr in their heart was so much, they were all connected to mashayikh, that the effect of that, from the security guard at the door, at the gate, right till the principal, all were sahib in his butt. All had connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat explained that a person should realize this, that all our amal, we'll be just doing it as a ritual, and we won't get, we won't progress in our life. And today we see the condition of the ummah. We are crying tears of blood. Haram Sharif is full, but it's all bare root. There's no life. Allah give me first of all life and all of us. Aur jo hazrat in amal mein rooh paida karke tarakki madaris ke khaha ho, unke liye zaruri hai ki wo pehle zikr wa shagal ke tareeq ko ikhtiyar karke apne aqal ke islah ko kare, kyunki amal ke be rooh ke ba rooh hone ka madar qalb ki islah par hai. Here is explaining a very important point, that now you realize, I want life in my ibadat. I want life in all my amal of deen. All the departments of deen are important, but if it is done with life, when there's ruh, otherwise we just got the outward structure. And like Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, a person can have a big madrasa and lot of students, but no ikhlas, just a show, then that is totally useless. And on the other hand, a person can have a small madrasa, one, two students, like we see how Darul Uloom Dioban started. One ustad, one student under a pomegranate tree, what ikhlas, where is spread today? Throughout the world. And we see our sheikh also, what ikhlas, and see all the fruits throughout the world. So if a person wants to bring ruh in his ibadat and wants to progress now, climb up the step ladders of spirituality, which is there's no end, because Allah is unlimited. So the getting closer and the love of Allah is unlimited also. The more you progress, the more you realize I'm far behind. And that was the istighfar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not like my istighfar we have to make on our sins. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahaba after that, the pious servants, they make istighfar. I made namaz, but what namaz? I'm still far from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when a person, one the other says that it is very necessary that you take serious to do the course of zikr and shaghal, that get connected to a sheikh and follow the treatment, then you'll see how you come to realize, and then a person will understand that I just put my appliances, it's not enough. I have to put a connection. We know in dunya also, anything you want to do, just boil water with an electric kettle. You got the kettle, everything, but you don't have a plug to plug in that, a socket to plug in the plug. where are you going to be able to warm your water? In dunya, we have to make an effort, and according to your effort, that is what you will reap. So in deen, how much more effort we have to make. But unfortunately, when it comes to dunya, shaitan makes us seem very easy. Whereas, easy is deen. Ad-deenu yusrun. And the cause is so easy. A cause like this, Allahu Akbar. Generally, like we say today, every small thing, big advertisement, that register online for this cause, and we'll teach you how to do this, and we'll teach you all that, and a psychological cause, etc. And you paying a price. But where are you getting? Going nowhere. It's like a poor cow going around the mill and walking whole day, and he thinks, I walked about 20 k's. But when he sees, I'm still at the same place. So that is our condition. So a person has to realize that like in dunya, you have to make an effort. More important, the real cause is the cause to get to. That is why Allah sent us here, to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So as Hazrat says, and remember, this cause is directly on the source. The effect of every action is dependent on the heart. The condition of the heart, not the outward the outward glitter and glamour. The condition, a person's reality is not your body. Your reality is inside, your ruh. And that you'll only see when it comes out from your mouth, when Malakul Maut comes. Then you'll see Allahu Akbar. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَهُسْتِلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Don't you know, before when you're going to be put in the grave, then you will see what was in your heart. Then, like our Shaykh says so beautifully, that don't be shocked at that time, like when there's a plane crash or something, then everybody is worried of the black box, that the black box got all the information, what the pilot all was talking about, etc. So the first thing they get, where's the black box? Let's hear what was happening. How come this plane crashed? Hazrat says, don't worry of the black box. Worry is my ruh. When it comes out, it mustn't be a black box. It must be a white shining ruh. So for that, a person has to do the cause and to correct, to make islah to of our heart. Because Hazrat says, it's the kyunke amal ke ba ruh hone ka madan. For a person's actions to become full of life, it is dependent totally on the islah of the soul, of the heart. And that is not our the physical heart, our spiritual heart. Jo kisi shaykh kamil ki tarbiyat aur nigrani mein zikr wa shagal ikhtiyar karne se hi hoti hai. And this can only, a person can't make islah of his own heart. It can only be done by a shaykh kamil, a person who went through another shaykh also. He did his treatment. Now he's an expert in that field. A person can be a heart specialist, but you can't treat your own heart. You can't treat your own heart and think, no, I'm the best specialist in the world. I will do my own heart operation. It is impossible. And Allahu Akbar. The other thing is, do it by a proper Shaykh Kamil. Our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, as the Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. A person came from one Arab country and he said, Hazrat, that this person is my Shaykh. So Hazrat asked him, who is he Shaykh? Then he's thinking, he says, I don't know. So our Dada Shaykh was very jovial and immediately used to give beautiful answers. He told this person so beautifully in Arabic, La ta'khuz baba malla baba lo. Don't take a father who doesn't know who's his father. So we, alhamdulillah, we got such a silsila, our Shaykh, and then our Dada, what a strong silsila, reading right to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We just have to come and pay attention, and attention has to be upon our making islah of my heart. And that is why every program, myself first, this is for myself and all of us, whenever we come, our niyat should be, first of all, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, but islah for the pleasure of Allah. Not for any ulterior motive, as we will learn in the next point. And we know that Hazrat says that this correction of the heart, this is not he saying from his own pocket or something, from just for an experience. He says, "Chunanche ye mazmoon sankro ahadees mein wo mein hai." That so we see that this hadith is mentioned, that this the point is mentioned in many ahadees. One is, we know this hadith he has mentioned here, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةٌ وَسِقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. For everything there is a cleanser. In this world we know all different types of cleansers, different types of polishers, but we don't worry what is the cleanser of the heart. Allah Rabbul Izzat says, when a person doesn't worry about his heart, then he becomes such that he is doing the wrong thing and he doesn't know. Somebody tell him this, he says, they don't know what they're talking. Like our elders tell us, you going? Why are you going on that path? You say, no, sour grapes. They are old, they can't go, so they don't want us to go to sports. They don't want us to enjoy our life. So it's not a matter of sour grapes. Allah Ta'ala says, Kalla, bal rana ala kulubihi makani. You don't pay attention of your heart, your heart has become rusted. So anybody tells you anything, and you don't, you think that they don't know what's happening. So I know what's happening in life. Like youngsters today, they say, we know what's enjoying, but they don't know that they're enjoying in filth and dirt. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So Hazrat mentions here that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us, and who better than Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to tell us that, Allahu Akbar, that the polish of the heart is the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzah. That means you have to do a cause in this and follow the cause. One is not just taking bath and then you don't make your zikr, etc. Or even you make your zikr, but you don't pay attention to what the Shaykh teaches us. That together with zikr, the most important thing is now, stay away from wrong company. Stay away from sin. Then you will be this thing. Otherwise our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, that fis karta hai dur manzil se, agar ke Shaykh tera ho lais la sani. That when you commit sin, and you, even if you're coming and making zikr and you're in the regular in the company of your chair, but you can carrying on in your private life, watching all movies or all busy on your the video clips on your phone and all other types of sin, still not controlling our gazes, etc., then he says your chair can be second to none. Nobody can match his chair, and you say I'm bad to the greatest chair, but you commit sin, you will never ever progress. You will never ever get connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is the effort on the heart. As Hazrat mentions, yahan ek mughalata aam taur par paya jata hai ke baab ahbab kal ki islah ke liye zikr kal ke kalb ki islah ke liye zikrullah ke bajaye zahiri amal ki islah par zor dete hain. And many people, Hazrat says, we make this big mistake that many people say, I don't need a sheikh. My sheikh is jamaat. My sheikh is I'm teaching. That can't be your sheikh. Hazrat says that you think by correcting your outward actions, then your heart will come right. By correcting your outward actions, that is a sign of stupidity. Like medical science of today. You go there, they give you medicine, they don't treat the cause of the problem. They're just treating the symptoms. That little headache, so they give you a tablet that it will suit your headache for 1-2 days, and you think this tablet helps. But in the meantime, just psychologically you got caught up, and the side effects, that's a different story. The main thing is, like the simple example of this Hazrat gives, that if you see in your garden, the flowers are, the tree that is growing, the fruits are not coming out, or all the leaves are dry, etc. Now a person will take ghost, that, hey, my garden now, what's happening here? You take the hose pipe and you hose all the leaves, and you're hosing all the fruits. Is that going to help? It's not going to help. Everybody knows that the problem with the roots there. So treat the root. Either there's some ants or either there's some insects that are causing harm. So treat the root. Change the fertilizer, etc. So exactly the same. The Khaja Sufi Sahib is telling us that it is extremely necessary. And here also many people make a mistake. They say that to get concentration and devotion and a namaz of life, make long, long nafal rakat. If you can't concentrate in a short 2 rakats, how are you going to concentrate in long, long rakats? No, you first have to rather read two short rakats to get your concentration. But still, you'll never get concentration if you don't do the cause of zikr, and you don't do the cause of taking the coming to a spiritual the spiritual specialist, and that is the Messiah. And that Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. If you want to have the taqwa, which mashayikh have interpreted in very many different ways, which the crux and the essence of it is this connection, this love of Allah Ta'ala. If you want that, then you'll only get it where the people who have got connection. Allahu Akbar. As our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, agar kabab chahiye to kaha milega? Kabab walo ke saath. Agar kapra chahe to kaha milega? Kapra walo ke yaha. Agar dood chahe to kaha milega? Dood walo ke paas. If you want kebabs, like we explained, the best kebabs, where you get it? You can't get it in the dairy, and you say, I'm looking for kebabs, or a hardware shop. They'll say, you mad. Go where they're selling the kebabs. You're looking for fabric, nice cloth, you go to the hardware shop. and you say, I'm looking for cloth. They say, no, bhai, you may, that is the cloth merchants are that side. Go that side. And if you're looking for anything else, go to the place where you will get it. So, agar Allah chahe to kaha milega? Allah walo se, go to the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. You want to know how merciful, how kind is Allah. Allah is independent, but Allah is offering his hand of friendship. So how to get that? Fas'al bi khabira. Our Dada Sheikh says that the tarjuma of this puts you in a trance. Jo ba khabar hai, those who know about Allah, just sit with them. You don't even have to listen to the bayan. Just sit with them and then you'll see. And from this, another very important point we understand from the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a correction of all amal is dependent directly on the heart. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says clearly, as the Khaja sahab has mentioned here, Allah inna fil jasadi la mudgha. That listen attentively. And Allah, our dada Sheikh says so beautifully, which all this I learned from my Sheikh, and in my useless way making muzakara to try and benefit myself and all of us. Hazrat used to say, there are three words in Arabic which are called hurufi tambih, the words of warning. That means something very important I'm going to say, so listen attentively. So in Arabic there are three words. One is Allah, Ama and Ha. Hazrat says, listen properly what I'm saying. I'm saying Allah, Ama and Ha. I'm not saying Yamaha. Just now you think Moana is the agent for Yamaha products or something. So Allah is the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, Allah, listen attentively. Who better than Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Inna fil jasadi la mudra. In your body there's a small piece of flesh. Iza salahat, salah al jasadu kullu. Wa iza fasadat, fasad al jasadu kullu. If that piece of flesh is now good and it is free from all spiritual diseases, all your whole body will be good. Your body will be functioning well. In other words, if your spiritual heart is good, all your amal will start coming good. And if your spiritual heart, you don't pay attention, you paying attention more, like our Sheikh explained, we just reading so many nafal namaz, but we don't want to go sit in the company of the mashayikh, don't want to learn how to make zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and don't think also, I know how to make zikr. Allahu Akbar. When we start getting just an iota of the marifat of Allah, then you will realize, where is my zikr? And like it is mentioned, that the whole ummah, Allah on one side of the scale, and the Allah of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu on the other side of the scale, what will be heavier? Why he had the most sohbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So with sohbat you'll come to understand this reality, that I have to make an effort on my heart. Kyunki kalb ki islah ko amal ki islah ka zariya farmaya gaya. Because it has been mentioned in this hadith that the islah of the heart, that will be the means of rectifying and making islah and correcting all your amal. That is the way, the most effective way that will purify and that will bring all your amal to a stage of where it can be accepted in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Otherwise, yes, you did your amal, by Allah Ta'ala, you won't say why you never read namaz, etc. Like that son who bought all his appliances, the father won't say where you buy, why you didn't buy the appliances, etc. But he'll ask him why it's not working. So our amal will be there. We might even get the jannat for that, but we won't get the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. We won't get that close connection and the majalis of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So very, very important that a person has to realize that the islah of the heart, this is most important. As Allah Ta'ala teaches us also, as we learn, that to start with this, make tawbah. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَهُ. That those people who make tawbah and make islah of their heart, then these people will be now on their path and getting now that start to get that connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we see this is the trend in dunya also. Anything, a person on his own, that he thinks, no, I can learn a course of becoming a doctor. I'll just go to the library and all read all the books of becoming a doctor. Will he become a doctor? Never. And if he starts opening a surgery and anybody goes to him, they'll tell you, you mad. How can you go to a person like that? He doesn't know himself what his doctorate all about. He's got all big, big, whole library at home, big, big books of doctor, etc. But he still doesn't know a reality of that. So exactly the same, even myself, like an alim, you got big, big kitab, but the noor of that kitab still haven't penetrated my heart, never even see the surface of that. So that is why Sufi Iqbal Sahib says, very, very important that a person should realize, he has to do this course to purify the heart. Although the faraz is that you have to do your faraz, even if you never yet did the course, for example, but you'll be answerable. If hajj, but you got wealth and all the means are there and you can go for hajj, then even if you don't know how to perform hajj properly, you have to go. But that is why Sharia teaches us that before time, learn the deen. Learn, and that is why we see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us with our own children, مُرُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَمَبْنَاهُ سَبِسِنِينَ, that your child is only 7 years, now already commanding, bring him to the masjid. But we work upside down. When the child is 3-4 years, he's going to run a racket in the masjid, and he's going to even mess the masjid, then we want to bring him to masjid. And if the mutawalli or imam tell you, bhai, don't bring your, you say, look at the smallest up. He's stopping me from bringing my children to the masjid. Whereas, when it's time to bring them, now when they 7 years, and then when they go to 10 years, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, now even reprimand them, why are you not coming for salah, etc. In other words, train them from 7 years. They might be just doing it for show, just coming just as a, because the Abba is going. But you will see by the time they come to 10 years, it will be a habit in them. Now they'll know, they will tell you, Abba, it's azan already. Leave your work one side. And then from 10 to 14, by the time they become matured, now they'll realize, why I'm reading namaz? For who I'm reading namaz? So we have to do it, learn before time. But unfortunately, we don't, our deen, we don't take it serious. Everything else, the child, when he's 7 years, if you don't take him to masjid, it's fine. But he must go to school. You'll make sure, it can be raining, it can be what, he must go to school. He's crying, you'll also take him to school. But for masjid, we don't bring him. Our Shaykh says so beautifully, and just in Shaitan's diplomacy, that Abdullah is 13 years, your son. And now, when you are small, 3-4 years used to bring him. Now your Imam Sahab or somebody who knows you, he asks you, where's Abdullah? You don't bring him for namaz. Say, Mauli Sahab, you know, these days, these children, they don't listen, man. I was waking him up, but he's not getting up, and I thought, Amnu must my namaz. So I carried on. And these days, you have to use diplomacy, you can't be so hard. But when it's time to go to school, and Abdullah is not getting up, then you don't say diplomacy. Then you say, Abdullah, you don't get up, I'll break your bones. I'm coming with the belt, etc. Then we come, so we have to understand, don't use Shaitan's diplomacy. Use the beautiful in deen, Allahu Akbar. All the knowledge of everything, psychology, everything has been taught to us in the Qur'an Kareem through our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where are we going to stupid psychologists and psychiatrists and getting it upside down? Learn from the Qur'an and Hadith. Every, look at this beautiful treatment, how to bring up children. How to make their minds, to synchronize their minds in the right direction already. But we leave them at that time, no, you carry on playing your game. So very important that we have to make the effort before time, but to get the results and the benefit of deen, that is we have to bring life into it. And for that we have to do the score of zikr and shaghal. The next important noor and point is noor-e-dom. Namaz seekhne mein jo koshish aur mujahada karna hoga, isme niyat ko khalis kare ke main Allah Taala ko razi karne ke liye taameel-e-hukam mein apni namaz mein kamal paida karne ki koshish kar raha hu. Digar koi baat mahwiyat wa istighraq wagaira maqsad nahi. And now a person wants a namaz of life. And now you know that if I come to the Khanqah, I have a sheikh, then inshallah I will be on the spot, I will start getting connection, etc. But as Sufi Sahib mentions, the most important thing is our niyat, our intention. Not that I come here that I get that and I'll also now be reading a good namaz and people will say this is a very big sheikh and he's so pious, etc. No, our intention should be only for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Whatever we do, only and solely for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat, I am completing that as Hazrat teaches us. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the most important thing, any amal you do, keep in mind two things. Imano wa itisaba, that it is the command of Allah. So for Allah's pleasure, I'm coming to the masjid. Not in that, like the beginning, the child will just come to please his father. But as he comes ingrained, when you do the cause, then you realize my niyat must only be for Allah Rabbul Izzat. So in Itisaba, Allahu Akbar, we have to be running to Allah. Allah doesn't need us. But you come with that intention that only to please Allah. I am the slave of Allah. So I have to love how Allah wants me to love. Allah says, Itisaba, I will give you reward for that. A slave doesn't need, he can't even say, I want my reward. But like Hazrat says, that we don't bring life in our namaz also, and after namaz we expecting, oh Allah, do this work for me, oh Allah, do that work for me, oh Allah, give me my full reward. A person who's working for you, he doesn't even work properly, and he uses all the things that you gave him to wash your car, to even wash his car, and then he's telling you, pay me up. You say, what pay you want? You'll even give him a kick on his back, that what's your problem? So that is my condition. So we have to have no ulterior motive that I'll become now, what my namaz will come to life. I'll be a big sheikh. From under my musalla, I'll take out money. And I'll be flying in the air, etc. That is not buzurgiyat. That is not connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. It must be solely and only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So much so that no other ulterior motive also, that in namaz now I'll be totally devoted. And I'll be totally in, I won't know anything what is happening around me. And that is not even the object of namaz. That is not even the object of concentration and devotion. Just to be totally, as we hear, that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, a pious servant, and we heard, who can be greater than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much devoted and so much engrossed with Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion even forgot the number of rakat because of his engrossed closeness with Allah Ta'ala. So that is not the object of the doing this course. The object is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And then see concentration and devotion, how simple and how easy it is. That we learn in the next noor, in the next point. First of all, understand why it must be done only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ana aghna shuraka. If a person has the partners in any business, Allah Ta'ala says, I am the most independent partner. If you just bring any partner with me in your namaz, whether in your intention or whether in anything else, then I leave you, that you can go. I don't want to stay in that namaz. Allah Ta'ala gives now Allahu Akbar. And sadly, if we don't realize this on the day of Qiyamah, then Allah will say, you, but for who you read namaz? And we know the famous hadith, no time to go into the detail, that even a mujahid will say, that I went for you, O Allah, in the path of Allah. Allah said, you wanted people to say, you got it. Now you got your reward, what you going to get here? Drag him on his face into Jahannam. Allah save us on the day of Qiyamah, like Allah Ta'ala says, that وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ, when we gather all the people on the day of Qiyamah, then we're going to ask him, أَيْنَ شُرَكَاوْكُمْ, where's all your gods and all your other people, your associate partners with me? Tell them to come help you. Tell them to come give you your reward. It's like throwing salt on the wound. So myself, the first thing we will learn here when we start this part, the treatment of zikr and shaghal, that only make our intention correct. And our intention for the pleasure of Allah, for my Islam. And then, noor esom, the third noor, which is so simple, as I explained now. We must be thinking that this concentration, devotion is a big, big, difficult cause. But as I explained so beautifully here, that khushu wa khudu, khushu wa khudu, or huzur qalb wali namaz ba ruh hai, magar khushu aur huzur se murad ikhtiyari khushu hai. Yani namaz ke faraiz, wajibat, sunan aur mustahabbat ki adaigi ka itminan aur hosh se ihtimam kare, aur dil ko qasdan kisi dusri taraf mutawajjih na karna. Hazrat says that you know that a namaz or what life is, that namaz which has got concentration, it's got devotion, it's got the presence of your heart, you are praying, you know that I am now in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And what devotion you do, what eagerness you're going, and like Hazrat said yesterday also, if we are devoted, that will bring concentration on its own. But I'm not devoted to my namaz, I'm just going like a ritual, like just casually I'm going. I'm not devoted, why am I going? Where am I going, etc. So with the concentration, devotion, that will bring life in your namaz, this is that concentration and devotion which is within your choice. It's not something beyond your choice. It's not like a person becomes so engrossed, you don't even know what is happening around you. That is not concentration and devotion. That is something else which Hazrat explained in front here in this point. That khushu and concentration and devotion merely means that a person knows the simple basic things. That you have did out the preliminary course, that what is faraz in namaz, what is wajib, what is sunnat muakkada, what is sunnat, what is mustahabbat, and all these things, what total ease and comfort, not rushing in your namaz, and what proper hosh, that means what your right mind, you take great importance, and pulling this consciously, what your own qazd, that means what a firm intention, that I must be focused when I perform an namaz. Like when you start your namaz, you know I'm lifting my hand, but this is sunnah. To say the first takbir ula, Allahu Akbar, and now I'm throwing that Allahu Akbar, that is far. So just to know all that, and that is what is concentration and devotion. Just to know that now making qiraat is farz. And then the balance of qiraat is sunnah. All that to know, that basic thing, that is concentration and devotion. It's nothing, something beyond our choice. It is within our ability and what we can do. So a person does that, or what a proper intention, then you will see. And then don't worry, agar khud ba khud dunyawi khiyal a jaye, balke beshumar wasawis bhi aaye, lekin namazi apne qasd se aage aane wale azbaat mein mashghool rahe. So, yeh halat namaz ke ba ruh hone ki munafi nahi. And then don't be worried that now you have did this and you are coming with proper concentration, devotion, and you're just trying to put your thought that this is what I'm doing. And then after that, if 1001 thoughts can come in between your mind, just don't pay attention to that. And many people get worried, there's so many thoughts. Now what my namaz is? And I try to read namaz, if your thoughts come on your own, you don't worry. Just even it can be your last rakat, and then you thought, hey, I'm in the court of Allah. Now don't pay attention to that thought. There are many, Hazrat has explained many ways to get rid of it, but the simple and straightforward way, Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah has mentioned, and the only way is, don't pay attention to that. You make your intention, I'm going for salah, and I'm going to perform salah how Allah wants me to perform salah. That I must know what is faraz, what is wajib, and just know what posture I am in. That is also concentration and devotion. A person does this, then, and pay attention that now the sabak that's going to come in front, what is the reality of namaz, you pay attention, then that is a namaz that is not regarded, that your namaz has got no life. Even 120 thoughts can come, as you will explain in front, inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq, that we just keep our concentration on the road, and don't worry about other things that are passing, then you will see your namaz will be of concentration and devotion. Allah give us tawfiq.